Hello there, and welcome to the Purple Glove Organics podcast. I'm your host, Drew, owner of the business and website of the same name. Thank you so much for stopping by today. Just ask, and I think you'll be surprised at what you receive whenever you do ask for something. And of course, I'm talking about asking for something related to organics recycling, something related to reducing your waste impact on the planet. And that's something that I was not entirely prepared for when I did start asking for certain things. I wasn't prepared for the positive response and also some of the negative responses. So I'd just like to share with you a little bit of my recent experiences with asking for what I want in terms of a zero waste lifestyle, a reduction of my impact on the planet with the waste that I generate. So, first off, there have been a couple of places where I've gone out to eat and I brought my own containers, and those businesses that I bring containers to have been very positive about filling the containers up with the to-go order that I have ordered, preventing them from having to use plastic or styrofoam in the process of giving me my to-go order. So that has been positive, and I will share those businesses here. I'd like to praise them for their willingness to do that. One is a Japanese restaurant in Hollister, California, and I unfortunately am blanking on their name at the moment, but they're located on San Felipe Road in Hollister, so I'd like to commend them. And they even honored my request not to use plastic film to wrap my sushi order, but rather aluminum foil that I could recycle. So again, kudos to them. The name of the restaurant starts with an M, and I want to say Miyuki's in Watsonville, California, but it's not. But I'm actually there on my list too of positives, so I'm about to get to them here in a moment. But they're the other M Japanese restaurant in Hollister, California, off San Felipe Road. So if you get a chance, you're in the area, and you have your own containers, they will honor that and not use styrofoam or plastic to wrap your order if you provide them a your own to-go order materials, so like a Tupperware or a stainless steel canister. The other place is Miyuki's in Watsonville, and I have yet to remember to bring my Tupperware or stainless steel canisters to order from them, but I have talked to the staff there, and they're like, sure, if you bring us a Tupperware or stainless steel container to put your to-go order in, we'll be more than happy to fill that and not use our to-go order styrofoam or plasticware. Again, I was pleasantly surprised there on that. And I also was pleasantly surprised at one of my favorite breakfast nooks, the Red Apple Diner in Rio Del Mar, California, not honoring my wish to have a to-go order filled with my own Tupperware and dish and aluminum foil that I brought. So yeah, I was a little disappointed there, hoping maybe they might change their mind, but I actually spoke to the owner and she was not amenable to that. So yeah, the Red Apple Diner will not honor your request to do reduction in waste in that regard. And finally, I'd like to share my experiences on the airlines. I've had a couple of attendants that were more than happy to honor my wish to have my mason jar that I carried on the plane filled with whatever I wanted in terms of my beverage of choice. And I've had some that said, no, we can't do that based on health laws. So It's interesting, when you ask some people, they will honor your requests, others will not. So please share your stories and let me know how you're faring with your own zero waste reduction program in your own life. Again, I've been pleasantly surprised at what I've been able to accomplish just recently with just asking and finding that people are very responsive. And I almost forgot one more thing. The bakery in the Safeway in Hollister, one of the ladies there honored my request to have bread put in just a paper bag that was coming fresh from their deli. They bag everything in plastic, a paper and plastic mix, and I asked if I could have their bread just put in a paper bag instead, and the lady honored my request. All right, so there you have it. Mason jars, paper bags, and Tupperware and stainless steel. I hope you'll choose to try and introduce some of these things into your own life to reduce the amount of plastic, to reduce the amount of waste that we send to landfills in terms of to-go orders and things that we pick up routinely from grocery stores and bakeries. So good luck, and as always, think intentionally and live intentionally. And thank you so much for stopping by. Until next time.